is Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher. Welcome to one of our Commonwealth's most treasured traditions, filled with brilliant pageantry, remarkable speed, and stunning surprises. It's the first jewel in horse racing's Triple Crown, Kentucky Derby 137 on 84 WHAS.
It's Derby Day 137. 84 WHAS is proud to bring you live coverage, a service of United Dynamics Permadrive. Our full 84 WHAS broadcast crew is standing by to keep you updated throughout the day. Now, from our Derby Day Broadcast Center at historic Churchill Downs, here are your hosts for Derby Day 137, Tony Cruz and Paul Rogers.
It's a comfortable morning here at Churchill Downs, the site of the 137th Kentucky Derby. Tony Cruz and Paul Rogers, and welcome everybody here on the Derby Station, 84 WHAS. Paul, a little overcast right now, but that's actually created some pleasant temperatures. People take a long walk, depending on where they're parking today, and make their way into Churchill Downs.
At least they're dry so far as everyone files into Churchill Downs and tries to figure out if they can unravel this confusing Kentucky Derby picture. I've been here virtually all day, every day for the last week. I can tell you, I'm, if anything, probably more confused than I was to start the week.
Let's head out to Mr. Terry Miners, our afternoon show host here on 84 WHAS. Terry, what you got?
Always great to see Louisville's head football coach, Charlie Strong. Hey, coach.
How you doing, Terry?
It's fun to be around Derby season, isn't it?
Always great to be around Derby season. Just the pageantry and just all the excitement.
I know that you think about football all the time, but you're able to turn that off now and think about horses, right?
Oh, I had to think about horses. I have a great friend who's in the horse business, so it is really great for us.
Now, all right, you grew up in Arkansas, so they're big on the ponies over there too, right?
Oh, they are. Yeah, the Arkansas Derby there, so they're really big on the ponies. And go down to Hot Springs and watch them run.
Did you hang around a track ever as a kid and think, oh, that looks challenging?
Oh, I did, but never thought about it. Because
you know, your muscles start sprouting.
Well, you know what? Horses are just like athletes. They're all built up. They have muscles, and they have to run just like our athletes do.
Once you realized you were 120 pounds, you were too big to be a jockey anymore, you thought about football.
You know, I always wanted to be a jockey, though. I think I can cut my weight to get down and be a jockey.
That's coming in a few years. Have a ball, you. Coach Strong.
Thank you, Terry.
Happy Derby. Give me a Derby horse, by the way, because they'll ask me about
it. I don't have one. You give me one. Who's yours?
Why don't you go with the guy on the rail? No, go with Calvin Borrell. Calvin Borrell, they call him Calvin Borrell. Horse 3. There
horse
you go.
3. I'm going to go with it.
All right, Coach Strong. See ya.
Good to see you.
Charlie Strong, head football coach at the University of Louisville. And this is Terry Miners on the Derby Station, 84 WHAS.
All right, Terry, thanks. You know, I've always said that if you have a coach with as many muscles as Charlie Strong, how are you going to argue with him if he tells you to get in shape, Paul?
That's right. Absolutely. Sets a good example for his players.
He really does, doesn't he? Let's find out what's going on now with Gary Gupton down in the paddock area. Gary, what about that last race?
Nice running. I just hate that transition going from the muscular Charlie Strong to me.
Well, sorry about that. No, you look good, man.
Yeah, somebody passed the donuts. Let me finish this thing off here.
Lachlan McLean is joining us on the backside of Churchill Downs.
I actually did venture to the front side during between the times we last talked because I had to find an ATM. And that tunnel that you go under from gate 3 to get into the infield is somebody should do a reality show just on that tunnel because it is crazy the amount of outfits, the amount of sobriety, people are singing things in the tunnel. I mean, it's good times. You owe it to yourself. Even if you're one of the rich muckety mucks, get down in that tunnel, see how the rest of the world lives. It's a good time down there.
Let's head on out and see how Cindy's enjoying the sunshine and the people here at the 137th Run for the Roses.
Okay, we're stopping by one of the bars, and it's Debbie back here, and
Club. This is the Jockey Club Bar, one of the oldest bars here at Churchill Downs. And we have a bartender here, Percy, that's been here 36 years, never missed a derby in 36 years.
Wow, we need to get Percy to come down here. So what? How many have you done, Debbie?
Since 1986.
Wow, I mean, that's a long time. So I bet you've come across some interesting people. Who do you think is the most interesting person you've ever served a drink to?
Ooh. You, for one, I've served you.
You're my new best friend, Debbie. Thank you.
You and Mint Julep, I think, a couple years, yeah.
Don't be telling tales now, Debbie. What happens in the jockey club stays in the
jockey club. There you go.
Thanks so much for chatting with us, Debbie. This is Cindy Sullivan on your Derby Station, 84 WHAS.
I thought Cindy only drank hot tea in a little cup.
I thought she only drank Woodford Reserve. No. But let's find out what's going on with Mandy Connell today at the Kentucky Derby.
You never know who you're going to meet at the Kentucky Derby, and I believe that I have met Elvis. I might be confused. Elvis, is this your first Derby?
It is my first Derby. I've always wanted to come up from Memphis, and it's a great year. We're glad to be here. We're looking forward to it.
It's amazing to me that the white jumpsuit still fits and looks so good.
Well, thank you. I had to pull it out and polish it off. It's been a while since I've worn it. I just want to say we're for pants on fire today, because that's how I always dance. That horse is going to win the Derby.
Now, now we move to Gold Elvis. Elvis, are you also pants on fire, or do you have another horse in your sights, Gold Elvis?
Well, today I think I'm going to go with the macho horse today for the Derby, so jet bet on that from Georgia. Go Swanee. Little shout there.
Mucho macho man.
Yes.
Also, you know, you got a chick jockey and a chick trainer. Now we go to Red Jumpsuit Elvis. Who do you like, Red Jumpsuit Elvis?
Well, I'm going to have to go for Mucho Macho, too, just because friends of the family, you know. Lisa Marie really likes that horse. So we're just going to have to go with that one.
Guys, have a great time at the Derby. Don't hurt yourself. And I believe they have peanut butter and banana sandwiches inside just for you.
Thank you.
I'm Mandy Connell for 84 WHAS, the Derby Station.
All right. Ron Fisher's out there as well. Ron, who do you have?
Actor Bill Paxton is here. You have an entourage with you, don't you?
Well, I'm here with my father, John, and my friend, Angie.
Hi, nice to meet you guys.
And, it's great to be here. It's our first time to attend the Derby. I grew up watching on TV. He always had it on.
Fan of the horses?
Big fan of the horses.
Is he going to make your pick for you?
I think it might be good, but I think you might as well throw a dart at a dartboard on this one, because I think the field's pretty even, which I think makes it for a great horse race.
It's pretty open. It's Bill Paxton and family, and it's Ron Fisher on the Derby Station, 84 WHA.
Well, Denton Randall's also hanging around here at Churchill Downs with a lot of folks. Now, picking up on part of the action, Denton, what's going on with you?
If you've been to the Derby recently, you know that a giant mint julep has been terrorizing the crowd here for many, many years. People see it and they run in absolute panic. No, that's not really true. It's a friendly, it's a comfy kind of giant mint julep, and there's a couple folks here who take care of the mint julep. Tell us your name.
Jordan.
And you are?
And I'm Sean.
Okay, and you folks walk around and sort of escort the giant mint julep as it makes its way through the crowd, right?
Yeah, the giant mint julep is very kind and warm-hearted, but has a tendency to kind of wander off, and we have to, you know, make sure it stays within the grounds of Churchill Downs.
Now, I know that a lot of folks want to get their picture taken with the giant mint julep, but do they also, like, pinch it and poke it and stuff like that?
Occasionally, but most people are pretty kind-hearted around the giant mint julep. It's just really hard to be mean-hearted when you're with a giant beverage.
And what's the giant mint julep's favorite Derby drink?
Well, mint julep, of course.
Oh, okay. I was thinking maybe chocolate Bosco or something, but that really wouldn't work. And, since you brought it up, how many mint juleps does the giant mint julep actually consume in a typical Derby afternoon?
We lost count.
Okay. Well, that's good to hear. So remember, if you're out here at the Derby, look for the giant mint julep, but beware, because he has a drinking problem. Denton Randall on the Derby Station, 84 WHAS.
Please rise for the playing of my old Kentucky home.
See any trouble from the start from the outside. Immediately gunning toward the lead comes Shackelford, as you might expect, and Comet to the top. Front runners got right there. Comet to the top and Shackelford together. Santiva tracks them the outside. Pants on Fire is between horses with Right Along the Rail. Caught Tight is Decisive Moment as they come by us for the first time. Then back to Mucho Macho Man in the middle of a pack along the inside is Stay Thirsty as they round the turn after three quarters. And 113.4, it's a very reasonable pace. And now on the outside, here coming on, we got three of them battling together. Comet to the top. Along the inside is Shackelford. Shackelford on the inside and coming hard from the outside. We got one driving, and also Animal Kingdom is coming on. Shackelford with Animal Kingdom out wide. Another between horses. Animal Kingdom comes by and gets the lead. It's Animal Kingdom with a 16th to go, beginning to draw away. Animal Kingdom is right there with the lead, coming up for second behind Animal Kingdom. He wins it. Nero closed up to get second, but Animal Kingdom comes through as the upset winner in the Kentucky Derby.